Para ngayong National Volunteers Week, nagpupugay po tayo sa ating mga volunteers na Filipino-Australian dito sa Queensland. And joining us this morning on SBS Radio is the Executive Director of Volunteers Without Borders, speaking with us all the way from Rockhampton in Central Queensland, Ms. Linda Esguerra. Welcome to SBS Radio and happy National Volunteers Week.
Thank you, and happy Volunteers Week to everybody as well. Good morning.
Good morning. Lovely, lovely to catch up with you again. And it's such a special week. Nais natin bigyan pugay ang mga Filipino volunteers dito sa Australia at higit sa lahat. Makilala na lubusan kayong mga community leaders at volunteers. You first arrived here in Australia as a visitor in 1988 during the World Expo in Brisbane, and that is to represent the Philippine government. Is that right? Tell us of that experience.
Yeah, I was appointed. I worked with government at the time, and I was appointed deputy commissioner of the Philippine Pavilion. And it was really an eye-opener for me. I'd never heard of Australia before. And when I arrived, it's really amazing in Brisbane. We operated the Philippine Pavilion at a very small budget, and that is my first experience with volunteers.
Together with some friends, I believe over morning tea, as you described before, you drafted a plan to start Volunteers Without Borders in Rockhampton. Paano ba ito nagsimula? Do you remember the moment when you were inspired to do it? Tell us of that moment.
There was a headline in our local paper saying that the multicultural fair of CQ University is being drafted. So together with a friend of mine who was with me at the time, we said that we can do this. All we have to do is call Rose Swadling. At the time, Rose was the chair of the community for Isigat community portfolio, and she has been involved in Red Cross and Stoppers and all that. So from then on, we pick up the phone. And we told Rose, said, we can pick up this activity and we can do it among ourselves. That's how it started. And Rose did not, have a second thought. So she said, yes, we will do it.
Sa huli nating kwentuhan na naibahagi mo na meron kayong, kumbaga, a regular na practice, and I would call this the $2 funding catch-ups that you have every week, na kamo ay nabuo mula sa isang bisita ninyo sa Pilipinas. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we support also, street kid mission in the Philippines, and now it has expanded to Papua New Guinea, to Solomon Islands, Vanuatu. But yung first time namin, kasama ko si Rose at saka yung ibang volunteers, nagpunta kami sa isang mission house doon. And then it was November. So I just asked this little boy, and I said, anong gusto mong Christmas? Itong Christmas na to. Anong gusto mong regalo? Ang sabi niya sa akin ay, ganun lang po, chinelas lang po, dahil kapag ka po umuulan, ay nababasa ang aking mga paa at napuputikan. If you convert that into Australian money, $2 lang yon, di ba? So anyway, when we came back, we related our experience with the Volunteers Without Borders members. And we actually raised about enough money to buy about 400 kids this. And ngayon, pag nag-meeting kami, si Gabby, who is the treasurer, will always put out the can, Kung may siniswerte, merong $10, $20, because we know that this actually reaches the direct recipients. And every time na nagpupunta kami ron, yearly nagbibisita kami. Kasi yung mga scholars natin doon, gumagraduate na. Gabby will tell me, meron tayo ditong money na para dadalhin sa Pilipinas.
Ano ba sa tingin mo yung katangian ng mga Pilipino? Sa tingin mo ay lumalabas ang tunay na pagka-Pilipino o pagka-maaruga natin na nakikita mo sa mga Filipino volunteers?
Well, sa akin yung compassionate feeling, the feeling of caring. Kasi tayo lumaki tayo ng hindi lamang nanay at tatay at kapatid ang ating kinagisnan, di ba? As a child, I'm the only child. Everybody cared for me, my aunties, my cousin, my old cousins and all that. Nadala natin dito yun sa ating pagparito sa Australia. Kasi we care for people. Patulad na lang ni Gabby, no? Yung mga migrants na walang matuluyan, pinapatuloy niya sa bahay niya nang walang bayad. Libre na pagkain, libre lahat. Kasi ang feeling ni Gabby is that nag-uumpisa ka pa lang, syempre tulungan ka namin, no? Kahit marami na sila, palaging itong bahay ni Gabby ay parang railway station. The moment you get in, ang sasabihin ni Gary, yung husband ni Gabby, anong gusto mo? Kape o tea? Kahit hindi ka nagugutom, kakainin mo na eh. So, inom pa na. So, it's yung bang example na ganun, nakikita ng mga kabataan sa mga matatanda.
Linda, in 2012, naparangalan ka ng Living Treasure Award at noong 2017, naparangalan ka din ng Australia Day Award for Community Service. What does that mean to you and how has that changed your life as a Filipino migrant in Australia?
Award ng bawat Pilipino. Ako lamang ang... Teka muna, nagiging emotional tuloy ako. Ako lamang ang representative kasi lahat ng Pilipino parang katulad ko dito, hindi ko ma-attain yun kung wala si Gabby, kung wala yung ibang mga Pilipinong taga rito. Dahil kung wala sila, wala kaming service, di ba? Tapos yung support din ng government like Rose Wadling, ang suporta na lang niya sa amin, very good. So it's very humbling and hindi mo naman inaasahan, pero nagpapasalamat.
We also have Ms. Gabby Nagle, who is the current treasurer of the Volunteers Without Borders and a respected leader of the Filipino community in Rockhampton. Very honored to have you on SBS, Ms. Gabby Nagle. Kumusta po kayo dyan?
Mabuti naman. Thank you very much.
I understand you arrived in Australia in 1978. Kayo po ay lumipat dito galing Switzerland, is that right? I understand you're a professional aged care worker.
My husband is a German, and we met each other in Switzerland. And then he loved Australia because of the weather. And he said, oh, it's not very nice in Australia because the weather is better than here in Europe. I was working in the nursing home also in Switzerland. It is run by the nuns. And I moved in Australia. I also work in the nursing home. But then in the Philippines, I was... Bachelor of Science in Home Economics. That's why I know how to cook.
Kayo po ay tubong Bohol, ano po?
Oo, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Balita ko po ay sikat na sikat ang inyong luto at ang inyong culinary skills.
I just like to cook. I like to serve people and to cook my everything, Filipino food. I can cook everything. Like the spring rolls. They said I can never taste the spring rolls as nice as yours, Gabby. I also cook here as in the nursing home to raise funds for the old people. And every year we buy things for the old people like their toiletries and underpants or something.
Ms. Gabby, I've only heard wonderful things about you. I was told that kayo daw po ay likas na sa inyo ang maging mapang-aruga sa iba. Bukas lagi ang inyong pinto at bahay para pansamantalang tirahan ng ilang mga nagsisimula pa lamang na migrante sa Rockhampton. How do you do that?
Yes. You see, my husband is also cooperative with me. You know, he's also generous. So far, we had 5 student nurses who stayed in our place when they had the placement. They stayed for nearly 2 years, until they get their certificate. Well, libre lahat. Pagkain, ihatid pa sa asawa, ihatid pa sa asawa ko sa eskwelahan or sa trabaho, we like to give them a leg up so that they will have also the opportunity to have a better life here in Australia.
Bilang kumbaga ay magulang ng komunidad dyan, you're a respected elder. Gaano kahalaga para sa inyo bilang migrante ang pagbibigay serbisyo sa komunidad sa paghubog ng mga karakter ng mga nakababata o mga first and second generation Filipino migrants po dito sa Australia?
I hope that they would also do the same as I did, you know. I hope they will also give a hand to those people who are in need. Binigyan na sila ng chance. Kailangan sana they will also give a chance to the others. You know, that's what I really wish they should do that. First of all, you have to give the good example, of course. Also, Rose Wadling. Rose Wadling is a very good worker person. She is the one who is all the time picking up all the donations from the companies, and she bring it all the ingredients, bring it to our home.
Also joining us today is the current chair for Volunteers Without Borders and former deputy mayor of the Rockhampton Regional Council, Mrs. Rose Swadling. Welcome to SBS Radio and happy National Volunteers Week.
Good morning and thank you very much.
Ms. Linda Isguera and Ms. Gabby Nagle spoke highly of your work as a former councillor and that you championed projects for the multicultural community. Can you tell us how you started your work as a volunteer yourself?
I've lived in Rockhampton most of my life, but the most important thing is I've always believed in giving back and supporting my community. So my previous life, I'm actually a mother with two children. I have two sons, 8 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren. So I understand how important it is for us to give back in life and to support our community. I've been married to my husband, Graham, for 52 years. We had our own business, painting contractors. So my husband said to me, I don't want you to have a paid job. I want you to go and find yourself something you love to do. So my first step, I guess, is I went to Salvation Army very young. Then I went to Red Cross where I stayed there and we built buildings and worked internationally then. So fully understand how important volunteering is.
And I understand you've just been awarded the Living Treasure Award this year by the Zonta International. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And it was very humbling, to say the least, because, you know, we have worked with Volunteers Without Borders since 2007. And it's been wonderful. I've had the opportunity to do things here in our community, but also to visit overseas to the Philippines and give back there as well. But most importantly is welcoming new refugees into the community. Where Filipinos, I must admit, have been the forerunners within our community here in our Rockhampton region.
Sa maraming taon na sila'y magkakaibigan at kapwa volunteers. Narito ang mensahe ni na Rose Swadling, Gabby Nago at Linda Isguera sa isa't isa.
Linda is a leader in the community with the true values that she brings. She has the wonderful skills and enhancement to be able to accept very humbly where she's come from to deliver a path forward for others to follow, and truly a wonderful lady. And as for Gabby, most wonderful, generous lady I've ever met, and I'm very humbled and very privileged to have them as my friends.
Leah, I hope they will continue to do the same, you know, because they're very good people too. If they will continue that, what they're doing now, it's really, really very good help to the Volunteers Without Borders.
Thank you for the support and for growing together. Yung mga katulad ni Rose at saka ni Gabby, nakikita ko na bukal sa loob nila ang pagtulong sa kapwa. It's really good to grow in the community with people who actually respect you, who care for you.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.